It is 20 after 6. You are with Zinga Sachira and Wandile Mazibuga and the administrator of Lekwa local municipality, that's Johan Mettler, talking about the local municipality's 2021-2022 integrated development plan and budget. And remember to go to the Lekwa local municipality's Facebook page to read through the IDP plan and get a better understanding of the projections. And for those of you who want to be part of tonight's conversation, you can send through a WhatsApp to 072-885-7702. That is 072-885-7702. Or you can tweet us on at RiseFM943. Welcome back, Johan.
Thank you, Gisa. Thank you very much for having me. It's nice to be back.
Yeah. Now, Johan, I'm going to read this message. In fact, we got this message from a listener, but I'm going to read it in Zulu and I'll just quickly translate it to you afterwards. And the listener's basically saying, hi, bengifuna ukubuza ku Johan mayelana nama ward community members. Kuzokwenzakalani ngawo nani ngobe avaleleka ukuhlomula ku grant ngenxa ye stipend njengaba holanga nje ngo May 2021. So basically, Johan, what the business is asking there is that what's going to happen now to some of the ward committee members because they didn't get paid in May 2021 and they couldn't get some of the money from the grant because of the stipend. Can you tell us more about that, or do you have any knowledge with regards to that?
Yes. No, you know, indeed, I have knowledge, and I have also been in communication with one or two ward members that have emailed me. The situation is that with the dissolution of council, the term of office of council obviously came of these councils came to an end, and so did the term of office of the ward committees. Because the ward committees are there to assist ward councillors in their interaction and engagement with the community. And the ward councillor is normally, or is always, the chairperson of that committee. There can be no other chairperson. So with the dissolution, the ward committees were similarly dissolved. And there are a number of them that in fact received payment. And then there were also some of them, according to our records, that did not receive payment. And to those ward committee members, I want to encourage them to please email their details to the new acting municipal manager, Mr. Johnny Mohatse, at MM, the two letters, MM for municipal manager, at lekwalm.gov.za. MM at lekwalm.gov.za. And then we can go through the records to ascertain if they were not paid, what was the reason why they were not paid. But that is that's a consequence of the dissolution of the council. Also, all of the issues that community members would normally have raised through their ward committee members, those must now be raised directly with the municipality. At its various offices, or if it's a member, if it's an issue that only the municipal manager you feel can deal with, again, MM at the Lake YLM Council today. One delay?
Yeah. Now, you know, Johan, and I think I just need to quickly translate this to the listener in terms of what she said. I think it's a comprehensive answer with regards to that, but I'm going to translate it in vernacular before we get into the voice notes that we've just also received here. Bengifuna ukusho nje ukuthi mlaleli njengoba ubuzile lo mbuzo loyo uyasho la ubaba uMehla ukuthi uma mhlambe kwenzeka ukuthi unenkinga eyikhona nokukhokhelwa, especially uyi-ward committee member, then mhlambe la unenkinga khona ungakhona ukuthi uthumelele umlayezo kwi-email ethi mm@lekwa.gov.za. So ukuchazile ukuthi uyakwazi ukuthi kunenkinga eyikhona mayelana nokukhokhelwa mhlambe wabantu with regards to ukuthi ababe ama-ward committee members. So bengifuna ukuthi ngikuphendule nje mlaleli, ngikuphendule mhlambe ngesintu ukuthi ungizwe kahle ukuthi ngithini. Johan, I think we'll probably play a quick voice note that has come through from one of the listeners. If we can just quickly listen to that as well and just give us a response.
Hello, Johan. Three questions on your IDP. The IDP refers to bylaw implementation. I just want to know what's the plan on the enforcement of the bylaws. Then the second question is on the capital expenditure budget. It says about 34 million is going to be internally funded. How is that going to happen? And then the third one is about the traffic lights that are not working throughout the municipality. Is there a plan included in the IDP to fix this? Thank you.
Johan, so yes, three to your question about firstly, how are bylaws going to be implemented? Secondly, within terms of the capital expenditure budget, which quotes 34 million, which will be internally funded, how will that come about? And thirdly, the traffic lights.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Just with regard to the sort of the end, with regard to the traffic lights, that is all linked to the availability of electricity. Mm. We are really working hard to restore electricity in all areas. And the fact that the lights aren't working, that in itself should not be a problem. They are now four-way streets, so please, they are not yield signs. They are four-way stop streets. So please just abide by that. With regard to the second question, with regard to the 54 million, that is in fact a very good question, because we have set aside, budgetary-wise, 54 million for internal funding. But we must get that funding. That money is not going to fall out of the sky. We must actually go and collect that money. And we would need the cooperation of all of the residents of Lekwa to assist us to make sure that we actually get or collect what we have built. Now, granted, this municipality has a poor record of debt collection. In fact, it is exceptionally poor. Mm. So we have, as I've indicated in our first engagement, we're going to start with a very deliberate effort to collect, make sure that we have the right information, especially of our bigger customers, and then roll that out to all of the areas to make sure that we're in the position that we can, in fact, collect. Yeah. It's I know it's a big ask, just to ask people that have been suffering for quite some time to actually pay up. But if you don't pay, the pain and suffering will simply just become worse. Mm. And we'll have greater problems than what we have now, if you can even begin to imagine that. So it's going to take it's going to take all of us to take hands and to say, draw a line in the sand and say, okay, we've been a bit, we were not quite as diligent as we could have been. We are now going to pay up. And we, on the other hand, in the draft budget, promises that if we collect that money, or even a portion of it, we are going to engage in the infrastructure spend, as I have indicated in the draft budget. Mm. As far as the bylaws are concerned, we do have a problem, I think, in this municipality with the bylaws not being implemented, not being enforced. I think that is a very real problem. I happen to think that the problem is bigger than that, that our bylaws may be outdated, that we don't have bylaws where we should have bylaws. All of that will come out as and when we go through all of our policies and we see the extent to which we can or cannot apply the bylaws. But you are quite right, that is a very, very, very clear terms of reference for me to make sure that we actually can be in a position to apply our bylaws. Our record speaks to the contrary. Mm.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM as we chat to the Lekwalo Local Municipalities Administrator, Johan Mettler, on the municipality's integrated development plan. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can send through a WhatsApp on 072-885-7702. That's 072-885-7702 or tweet us on @RiseFM943.
Now, Johan, we're just going to play another clip that we've gotten from a listener. And I think, you know, he makes quite a serious accusation there. But I mean, if we can just quickly, for the benefit of obviously the residents of Lekwa and the benefit of our listeners as well, if we can just clear that up for us quickly.
Hi, good evening. My name is Tibelo from Lekwa Local Municipality. I have a few questions and which are also a concern towards the administrator. Administrator, it is alleged that you are from Nelson Mandela Bay, and then you are a member of Astral, where you are having a poultry farm, and then you have been brought to Standerton to come and become an administrator. Since on your arrival, we see Goldie is running up and down in helping Lekwa Municipality. So our main concern and our main question is that, are you here to serve the mandate of Astral, or are you here to resurrect Lekwa Municipality from the debts that you are having? The manner in which things are happening, we'll get the answer from you that which part are you coming to represent here? Secondly, we see that you have been bringing back the Johnny Museu, who was in the palace, who ran around until to Gertsibandi was also a member here. Why did you bring people who have been chased away from the municipalities and bring them in Standerton? Could you kindly help us to be clear on all these aspects? Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Johan, I don't know if you heard most of that, but I think I'll just...
No, I can't hear anything.
Okay. A quick one. I think the listener, the listener is saying that he says that you've been brought from Nelson Mandela Metropolitan Municipality and you own a poultry farm. And basically are obviously connected to Astral or Goldie, if that might be the case. And he basically wants to know, are you serving the mandate of Astral, if that is true, or are you serving the mandate of the municipality? And secondly, he then mentions a gentleman by the name of Johnny Masuo that you brought in, and he wants to know, why would you bring back somebody that was chased away from the municipality before?
Okay. In respect of the first two questions, the answer is no, no. And then the last one, the answer is yes.
Okay.
And I really don't want to give any more credence to that, that wild story.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone can Google me, and you'll get to the answer.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm here to serve the government of South Africa. That's my that's my job.
Mm-hmm.
Then I brought Johnny Bukhachi in. He's a seasoned administrator.
Mm-hmm.
He's as straight as an arrow. I know he's very well, and he will add significant value to this municipality. He was also asked to serve at Moerevier municipality in the area by the KZN provincial department of local government.
Mm-hmm.
And was also on many occasions deployed by the Mpumalanga department of Cooperative government and traditional affairs.
Mm-hmm.
He went serve in a number of municipalities, and his record speaks for itself.
Yeah.
I am very, very happy that we have somebody with the caliber of Johnny joining us. And I can tell you today he already had people on the red carpet in his office. And I told him he must not even be afraid to yank that carpet from underneath him.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy that Johnny is here. And I think the people of Lekwa should also be happy that he is here.
Mm.
Yeah. I think that's a very satisfactory answer. And I think, Johan, you know, having spoken to you for over the last few days, I mean, those kind of things you can expect. But that should never, under any circumstances, derail you from the good work that you guys have embarked on as well.
Thank you. Thank you for doing.
And Johan, I think this is more of a comment from one of our listeners here. They say, we are ready to go to work with the administrator. As workers, he must get us stores or equipment, then everything will be back to normal. So I'm assuming this must be an employee of the municipality who's eager to get back to business.
That is correct, and I agree with that worker. I absolutely agree with him that we need to get our stores back on track. We need to get our management of our stores back on track. We should be able to respond much more quickly to the kind of normal service delivery hiccups that we have that we have experienced in the past few days. It's really a case of mismanagement by middle management and senior management that we are not in a position where our stores are fully stocked. When they put in the request, that those requests are executed in no time at all. So that is something that is square in front of me and in front of Johnny, and we are going to take that head on. There is no question about it, so I want to thank that colleague. We are absolutely going to do that.
Yeah. Now, Johan, we've also just received another message here, and I think obviously this is a message of support for some of the work that you're doing there. The listener says, we thank the administrator for his bravery, and we undertake to give him the best support. Now, they're indicating that to further assist in communication, one of our community members, Ms. Vilma Fenter. My Afrikaans just lost me there. I just lost a bit of data there. Apologies, Johan. But it's Ms. Vilma Fenter. Has established and is administering a WhatsApp group throughout all the wards of Liqua, across color and political affiliation, where we receive information from Liqua effectively and efficiently. And she would also like to assist in registering any of the complaints to be able to reach Liqua as speedily as possible. So I think for me, this is a bit of a positive one here, Johan. Do you want to comment on that? Somebody taking initiative there?
I do want to comment on it. Thank you for that, Wandile. Now, Ms. Center and I are now email buddies.
Okay.
I've quite a number of emails between the two of us, WhatsApps as well. And I made it my business to respond. And I also want to thank her for some photos that she has seen through of vandalized substations, mini substations. We've got about 300 mini substations scattered all around town, and they are being vandalized. And we can't stay ahead. And she's alerting us to that, so I want to thank her, and I want to thank all of the other members of that community that bring these to our attention as part of our revenue enhancement. And as part of the sustainability of enhancing your revenue, we have to protect our infrastructure. I've made that point to my team. I said, it's pointless that we're getting the revenue on the one hand, but on the other hand, we are not protecting the infrastructure that allow us to get that revenue. And substations are an important component of our revenue value chain. So certainly part of that progress or process is to secure our infrastructure, to build structures around them so that they cannot easily be tampered with or vandalized. It's a very important matter. We obviously don't have the money for that, but as part of the support that we're asking from the national government, we are asking for give us funds so that we can secure assets that will allow us to raise revenue.
Yeah.
So thank you very much to Ms. Fenter and the team.
Yeah. Now, Johan, you know, obviously, you know, you'd imagine that a lot of listeners are actually listening to the show right now, and obviously everybody would like to put in their input as well. We've just received a message now that says, and I'll read it verbatim to you. Evening, I would like to ask the administrator if he's aware of electricity challenges since Saturday. at Ward 5, yes, and when will the problem be resolved?
Yes, I am acutely aware of that. One loop, one delay. It is something that is it is really frustrating, and I cannot even imagine what those community members must be experiencing to be without electricity for 5 days. We have, I'll start with the good news. We have all of the material that we need to fix those electricity lines. There were a number of faults running from Ward 5 right into Ward 6. So Ward 6 is part of the problem. And from tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, the teams will be up fixing those lines, and by 12 o'clock, electricity should be restored.
Mm.
But I do want to add, and I want to make this clear: there are many issues that can be avoided, and this was one of them.
Yeah.
And part of the red carpet treatment of this afternoon was exactly relating to this, where certain internal procurement processes were initiated but not followed up. And because you're not followed up, somebody else thinks it's not important.
Yeah.
And one thing leads to another. So that lacks approach from middle management and senior management. We have told those that were on the red carpet is coming to an end, and we'll make the same point when we meet with a broader group of managers on Thursday, that kind of lackadaisical approach is up. They will reform, transform, or they can get out. It's about as simple as that. But this cannot continue.
Yeah. Johan, I think we've probably reached the end of our conversation here. But what I wanted to say to you, and I leave with a quote that my father taught me years ago. Bad things often happen when good men do nothing. And I think what the kind of job that you're currently doing is a very thankless job. And I want to again thank you for the opportunity to be able to come to this radio station and obviously face, some of the questions that are coming through from some of the residents of Liqua. And I wish you all the luck in the world to be able to ensure, that you're able to sort out some of the problems that, that particular municipality is besotted with. And, I look forward to chatting to you again tomorrow. Johan, and good evening.
Thank you very much, and I just want to remind all the listeners, please get vaccinated. Standerton Association of the Age, the hospital, the Lilian Mabapakazi Health Center, Wilkinson Library, and Sakili. If they are afraid of getting vaccinated, I'm prepared to go first, and you can watch me, and you'll see that nothing happens to me. So please, thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much, Jan.
And that was the administrator of the Liqua Local Municipality, Johan Mettler, on the municipality's integrated development plan and budget consultation program. Remember, you can go to the Liqua Local Municipality's Facebook page to read through the IDP plan and come back tomorrow. Join us tomorrow between 6 and 7 as we continue our conversation with Johan to answer any questions that you may have with regards to the plan or anything that's plaguing the municipality at the moment. It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM.